BBC News with Marion Marshall. Police in Australia say two hostages and a gunman were killed when armed security forces stormed a cafe in the heart of Sydney to end a 16-hour siege. The lone gunman, 50-year-old Iranian-born refugee Manharon Monis, held a number of hostages at the cafe throughout Monday. The New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, told journalists why he believed the security forces decided to storm the cafe.
I think that events that were unfolding inside the premises led them to the belief that now was the time to actually deploy, and they did. I understand that there was a number of gunshots that were heard, which caused officers to move straight to what we call an EA, an emergency action plan, and that caused them to enter.
The gunman was shot dead, and two hostages were also killed, a 34-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman. More from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
When the end of this 16-hour siege came, it was swift and decisive and unfortunately tragic too. Andrew Scipione was saying earlier that had the police not acted when they did and in the fashion that they did, more lives may have been lost or more lives may have been put in jeopardy. So when it happened, there was a flurry of explosions and gunfire could be heard through the air too, but that flurry of activity lasted for about 15 to 20 seconds, and then it was all over.
Commissioner Scipione also said the cafe siege had been an isolated incident that shouldn't change the lives of people in Sydney. A United Nations report has asked international creditors to cancel the debts of the three countries worst affected by Ebola. The report by the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa said cancelling the combined debts of about $2.6 billion would allow Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea to start afresh once the outbreak was under control. It said the outbreak had a significant impact on their economies, hitting tourism, investment, public spending and labour supply. The World Health Organization says more than 6,800 people have died in this outbreak of Ebola. Spain's anti-corruption prosecutor has asked a court to investigate Real Zaragoza Football Club, its former manager and a number of players, for allegedly fixing a match. The prosecution claims the club channeled $1.2 million in bribes to Levante's players for throwing the game. Ben Smith reports.
This inquiry could have wide-ranging significance for the game of football in Europe. The match in question took place on the final day of the 2010-11 season. Real Zaragoza's 2-1 win at Levante meant they avoided relegation to Spain's second tier. The Manchester United midfielder Ander Herrera was playing for the club at that time and has been named in this case, as has coach Javier Aguirre. The Spanish club have refused to comment.
World news from the BBC. Reports from eastern Afghanistan say fierce fighting has continued for a second day between hundreds of Taliban militants and local villagers who are supported by some Afghan security forces. The battles are spread across two or three valleys in a remote mountainous district of Kunar province on the border with Pakistan. The families of nine people killed in an attack on the Sandy Hook primary school in the United States have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the company that manufactured the gun used in the attack, the distributor and a local retailer. 20 children and six staff at the school in Newtown, Connecticut were killed when a former pupil, 20-year-old Adam Lanza, ran amok. The families say the Bushmaster AR-15 rifle was designed to be a military weapon and shouldn't have been made available to Lanza. Russia's central bank has warned the country's economy could contract by as much as 4.8% next year if oil prices remain at current levels. The prediction comes as the ruble hit a new low on Monday, trading at more than 60 to the US dollar. Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
The ruble is down 49% against the dollar this year. There are two main problems putting pressure on the currency and the economy. The first is low oil prices. The second, Western sanctions, because they make it much harder for big Russian companies and banks to raise capital on international money markets and service their debts. And while the ruble tumbles, prices continue to rise. Inflation here is expected to end the year at 10%.
Denmark is submitting a claim to territory around the North Pole to a United Nations panel, which is gathering evidence to determine control of the region. Copenhagen says studies show that the continental shelf of Greenland, a Danish territory, is connected to an underwater mountain range that runs beneath the pole. BBC World Service News.